We are very passionate about what we are doing, and we were not seller of company.
Yeah.
We just try to analyze what didn't work and find the solutions.
Maxim, 3 years ago, you opened a company here in Dubai. The goal of your company is to help to implement new companies in Dubai, right? How many companies are doing the same today in Dubai?
Millions. Yes, you're right.
No, really, because 3 years ago it was a market pretty open, and today it's like saturated, or it was already kind of saturated 3 years ago. What came to your mind to open a company like this?
No, look, it has already like a few companies which already exist at that time,
yeah,
dedicated to the company creation. But in fact, our goal wasn't to create company, but to answer to real needs,
yeah,
and to some issues. So the fact is, when I came in Dubai, as an entrepreneur, I have a small, I had some connections, also entrepreneurs in Dubai, and I really, what I understood and what I learned from that people, they came in Dubai a few months before me. It was very hard to get a bank account, firstly.
Yeah.
So that was a real issue, you know, because they paid for a company without having the possibility to get some funds in Dubai. So that was the first thing. And the second big issue of the company creation in Dubai was the fact that you didn't have any taxation aspect. So it means that they wanted to sell you companies,
yeah,
but not to take care of your taxation side.
Okay.
So that was the reason Maj exists. My company came into the market just because we analyzed two weakness, two,
yeah,
problems that, yeah, we would like to face and to manage, you know. So this was the idea.
Yeah, it's kind of, we're both coming from Europe, and we hear a lot of people willing to come here in Dubai, and there, you know, everyone says it's easy to open a company in Dubai, it's cheap and it's very quick to open. But at the end, there are a lot of, as you said, topics that people didn't think about it. And it takes actually a lot more time than what we think. Is that the reality, huh?
Completely.
Yeah.
No, you should differentiate the something. It's easy to set up a company. It's easy to, because from the company, you got visa, and the main purpose of the main goal of Dubai today is to accelerate the development, you know.
Yeah.
They would like,
yeah,
two to three more citizens in the country in 10 years. So they would like the company they want much more companies to set up in Dubai every year.
Okay.
So that's why it's pretty much easy to set up. But therefore, there are some difficulties, and mostly with banking side, but for the right reason, you know. You are in a jurisdiction without any taxation.
Yeah.
There is no tax in Dubai, and so for the banks, it's pretty hard because they are responsible of some money laundering stuff, and so it's a big pressure for the banks.
Yeah.
And for the right reasons, you can nowadays do some invoice all over the world and bring some funds from high taxation country,
yeah,
to a zero taxation country.
Yeah.
So for that reason, yes, there is, get some paper, get paper, a trade license could be very easy in Dubai. Find the right way to use your company and to have some commercial flew all over the world. It's another.
Yeah, so, yeah. Because creating a company is one thing, but without a bank account, you don't do much.
Completely.
So yeah, I've read that there's a lot of banking regulations.
Yeah.
Because to fight against money laundering, also terrorism, huh, I think also.
Yeah.
So actually, is that correct to say that opening the longest process is to open the bank account?
Yes, when we say long, we can expect today in Dubai 3 to 6 months to open a bank account, a professional bank account.
Yeah.
This is, I can say, like more or less.
That's long.
That's pretty long, but you know, it's not other jurisdiction like offshore, like Panama.
Yeah.
You can expect 1 to 2 years for some jurisdiction nowadays to get a bank account. So it's pretty much good, you know, in Dubai when we have a full understanding in what's in all over the world.
But without entering in the details, but what are bank controlling during those 3 or 6 months?
Oh, you know, first of all, you should understand that there is plenty of companies starting in Dubai. So they have dozens of thousands of a company which are you know, doing some applications to get professional bank
accounts. Okay, it's because of the volume of requests.
So that's hard to manage that. So that's the first thing, you know. And that's one of the main reasons.
There's what would you, you know, because there's so many, I mean, people in Europe listening to this podcast, etc., and willing maybe to come to Dubai. And when you type open my company on Google, you have the happy, happy result of 65 pages full of companies doing this. And, you know, I can compare this to real estate business in Dubai. For me, it's exactly the same. It's like secured. And as there's a lot of money to do, a lot of newcomers, not even knowing the business, start their company. What would you just, you know, warn people in Europe, like, be careful of that and do this? What would it be?
That's an interesting question. We just started answering to that question by saying that having a company without a bank account is just a piece of paper, and this is the very high cost of paper in Dubai, because there is no taxation. The cost of the trade license range between 15,000, 20,000 to 40,000 dirham yearly. So when you spend this amount without getting the possibility to get some funds in Dubai, that's a hard part.
Yeah.
So people should consider that all those companies existing online, when you search on Google company creation, are selling company. They are not whining to open you any bank account. You know?
But this you can do it even by yourself, right?
Oh, to create a company?
Yeah. It's
this is a pretty tricky question, you know, in fact, because yes, it's like any other jurisdiction in the world, you can do it by yourself. But doing a mistake will cost you a lot. And from a very simple reason, when you are creating a company, you should choose the right activities.
Okay.
Let's say an example. I will give you an example for have a better understanding of what I mean. Is today a seller of a company will want to sell to make to manage his own interest. So he will focus on your potential needs and requests. If you want to be consultant and you also want to do side money and do some trading of cars, he will say that's possible. You can have three activities in your company, in your license. So let's do it. Let's pay me because I want my own interest to be okay. And that's the trick. In fact, no, this is not possible. Today, you cannot get on your trade license to use those companies. So you should have people aware of that. Mm-hmm. And who is really aware of what work with banks? Bankers are aware because they have the full knowledge at the end. This is like the main thing you should be aware
of. So it depends on what you want to do, what you're doing, when, etc. So it's an open discussion to have that you cannot do it if you do it by yourself. So we can enter in this trap and mistake of saying, oh, that's easy, two forms to fill and it's over. And
real fact is most of the people which are doing companies by themselves, they can do it.
Yeah.
It will take more time. So if they have time to understand and do it by themselves, everyone has his own investments. If I spend today myself, you know, 1 week to understand how something works, it will cost me more than give 1,000 euro to someone to do it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But for some people, 1,000 euro, it's a big expense. So I can understand, they try to understand. But at the end, the fact is the what it will cost them to correct what was the mistake would cost the price of a company. So that's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
They waste time, and 90% of them will at the end go to an expert.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll not even go to an expert. They will just type on Google, create company, and once they did their company by themselves, they will go to another one which is not really expert. So they can pay two times for something which still doesn't work. They don't have bank account.
Is there also the option of buying sleeping companies sometimes that you recommend clients, or it's difficult?
No, we don't. Okay. No, we don't, for a simple reason. When you buy a company, you as an individual,
yeah,
or you as a corporate shareholder, you will have a new due diligence in the bank. Everything starts from scratch.
Yeah.
So it means you buy a company with 10 years experience, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Your account will be kind of blocked temporarily.
Yeah, frozen.
Exactly, frozen, and to have a double check of your situation. So at the end, it doesn't do anything.
So basically, like in summary, to summarize the thing, I'm Swiss or I'm French or Italian or English. I want to open a company. I go and type on Google. How can I choose? Well, you said just go to Maj, it's easier. But I mean, besides that, how can you choose on based on which criteria you would recommend? And
no, but to be really honest today, I will just tell you, go to Maj, of course, yes, but for the right reason, you know, because we are very passionate about what we are doing, and we were not seller of company.
Yeah.
We just try to analyze what didn't work and find the solutions. So yes, of course, that's the only answer I can give.
Yeah.
To be really transparent today, 20-30% of our clients comes from other agents with already created company, they are stuck. So that's 30% of the revenue of Maj today, you know,
yeah,
from the very first company you can find on Google.
Yeah.
I will not say the name, but of course, 30% of their clients comes to Maj because they're struggling about getting a bank account.
There's a big comparison with real estate. I mean, opening a company of buying a real estate, good. It's like the importance having someone next to you who listens to you, ask you the right question, and accompany you. I think it's very important.
Yes.
How come, Maxime, you're in Dubai? Because you're French, right?
Yes. You know, I'm in Dubai, I would say by chance, but no, you know, I had some partners, my old business partner, they came for vacations in Dubai and they pushed me because I seen Dubai from outside,
mm-hmm,
from the internet most of the time, and I didn't have a good pictures of Dubai, to be really
like
honest.
Like most of people, yeah.
Yeah, and still, and I can fully understand people, you know, which are still living in France and stuff, having this idea because they see Dubai from a perspective of influencer, bling stuff, and that's a fact. But so my partner, so his name was Jonathan, and I really thank him for him. He pushed me and said, "Come, just spend four 5 days in Dubai. It will be fun." So what I can tell you is, after only 24 hours, I decided that I will have a new life in Dubai.
I see. That's the reaction of most of people coming first time in Dubai. Huh?
Yeah, and I can now fully understand that, you know. And funny fact is, I had my small suitcases with 3-4 t-shirts, short stuff, and I built a really brand new life in Dubai. I didn't come back in France for more than 2 years.
Wow.
So I really started from here and buy my new clothes and then,
That's crazy, but yeah. You were living in Corsica, right?
I lived in Corsica, yes, for 2 years before coming in Dubai.
Yeah.
And mostly in France, because I lived in Paris and in Corsica.
Yeah.
So that was my two homes. I also traveled a lot. My first money I get, you know, as a salary at around 20, was mostly spent in travel, you know. I consider traveling as knowledge, as a way to learn about the world and other people.
Yeah.
So I try to invest a lot on travel at that time.
Yeah. What? Because you said after 1 day in Dubai, you already knew you're going to do a new life in Dubai.
Yeah.
What was the thing that persuaded you of that thought?
I think you got a feeling when you come in Dubai, you feel that everything is possible. This is not the case in France. In France, you feel yourself very restricted, and in Dubai, it's totally different. You know, you feel yourself that if you have a dream, it comes come true. So that's a fact. And of course, you heard about the zero taxation. So even before you get money, you have money, you earn money. The simple fact that what you will get, you will be able to enjoy 100% of it, mm-hmm. and be able to accelerate your development by investing, that's an amazing thing. You know, you are in France, you don't even get your money, you don't even succeed, that you're afraid of getting yeah, getting taxed,
especially in France,
because you said, oh, I will have maybe one day 10,000 euros, but I will spend give 0.5% of the government. So yeah, so that's this weather, of course. That's something which is important for me. I grew up in
Corsica.
Well, Corsica
is okay in the weather, huh? In Corsica.
Yes. Yes. You are right, 100%. But Corsica is okay, but half of the year you are on it's as well, you know, it's Europe, so it's pretty cold, and Dubai, 100% of the year you can
Maxime, I want to open the topic because when I see you, I always have this word coming to my mind, passion.
Yeah.
You're a freak of passion. And what I love, first time I met you, is that when you talk about your company, just like you're talking about your kid,
yeah,
your baby,
right. 100%.
And you have your these kids' eyes that only passionate people have. You know, I have the same when I'm talking about my business. And this is kind of rare. You know, it's rare to have someone who's not doing an activity to gain money or because there's like an opportunity to, just because. Slowly but surely, because of circumstances, like, oh, I see it here, it's missing, I would have liked to be treated like this, I will bring this, etc. How much passion is important in your life?
Oh, this is very important. You're right. You reach the point. You know, it's very important what you say. You know, without passion, you cannot go everywhere. And you link that with the money side, and that's interesting, because of course with passion you can wait to get paid. An artist, you know, most of the artists, you know, they are very well known after they die, they don't even wait to be paid, you know. It's because they died, and after the art pieces get like 100 million times higher in terms of cost. So it's pretty much the same, you know. I'm just succeed where in terms of success, I succeed already. I have the freedom of living where I want, to work with people, interesting people.
But so. You're saying that this liberty of money, for example, that you have today came as a consequence of the passion?
Oh.
And because you were not hunting against, you know, to the money?
Okay, interesting. That's a self-work I did with myself earlier. It started when I was employee, because with an employee you try to get higher salary, and higher salary bring you more expenses and needs. For example, you earn 3,000 euros, you will buy a watch at 1,000 euros, you earn 10,000, you want the watch at 10,000, that's it. And at the end you are still employee, you have the same daily journey, and you ask yourself after 3-4 years, am I more happy with the product I bought, with the more expensive car I have, am I more happy? And the answer was no, of course not. And I can have 100 times more, I will still not be happy with that life. So that gives me an interesting way of seeing life, which now I really focus on my freedom, and I don't focus on spending. So
it's interesting, but there, you know, I already hear a lot of questions and comments about it's easy to do what you love here if you have the opportunity to, but sometimes not all of us have the opportunity to do what we love. We have kids, we have family to feed, etc., etc. And I agree with that, you know, totally, you know. That's why I think that being an entrepreneur should start as early as you can, when you don't have too much responsibilities, financial responsibilities, because after it's complicated. But what would you say to all those, because there's a lot of young guys and young girls, very young, entering in this path of doing things for the salary, I don't care if I'm not passionate by my work, etc. What's your vision about that? I mean, with no judgment at all.
Of course not. Look, I would say the priority is to learn. So focus on learning, not on earning. Because you know that's the most important thing. When you are 20, you should educate yourself, know as much as you can, and when you have knowledge, you can sell your knowledge.
Yeah.
So with being salary employee, yeah, by being consultant, by getting a company, but at the end it's just to learn. So yes, travel,
yeah,
because that's interesting. I said that I invest in travel, and that was one very important secret. I was employee, but when I get 1 month's vacation stuff, I went to a country, so such as Russia, Brazil, mm-hmm, Japan, and I just invest in one Airbnb and try to live, you know, the way someone lived in that country, and to understand the difference.
Mm-hmm.
To give you one example for the Russian community, in France we don't understand Russians. They are like cold people. We don't even like them because we don't understand them. When you are wanting to go in Russia and to understand those people, they are like the more kind people.
It's always the thing, if you don't understand, you're scared, so you, yeah.
But it's very strange because there is a big difference, let's speak about that, between,
yeah,
USA and Russian culture.
Yeah, well, especially now, yeah.
It's the opposite, you know. You go to New York, everyone is smiling a lot. You go to a shop, oh, how are you, like this.
Yeah.
And the opposite is the Russia. You don't even have a hello.
Yeah.
You don't expect from a hello when you go to a shop. But
in Corsica, sometimes the same.
True, but 100% right. You know, Corsicans are really like linked to Russia for sure. They have like some blood. I think there is something strange. Yeah, definitely. But yes, that's real fact. You know, the most deep relations I built in my life, mm-hmm, was with Russians.
Yeah.
I had some friends, men, you know, very strong like this, who cried because I just left 2 weeks vacation, and we built relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, and I said, fuck, from outside you cannot expect those people which are so true and kind. Yeah.
It's so funny what you're saying, because I had a question in mind, I'm not going to ask it, but the first time I met you, you also are kind of the same, huh? Corsican guys.
Yeah.
Very severe, you know, very like, oh my gosh, I didn't say nothing bad, you know?
Yeah.
And after, when you start to know the person, you discover the kindness that is inside the person.
Yeah.
So it's funny. But talking about values and in culture mindset, what's the biggest...
And just to answer to what you say, you know, I just tried by myself to learn from people around me and to take the best from people. So that's interesting what you say, you know.
Yeah.
From Russia, I have seen, I lived there for months and months. So I just took, you know, as a man, you are free to become what you want. So I just consider that, oh, that's interesting. I like the way they are doing because they are protecting themselves. And I take, oh, let's take this.
Yeah.
So it was unconsciously, you know, unconsciously. Yes.
Yeah.
And just try to grow up and to build myself from those experiences and become the man I dreamed of by taking
Did you reach that guy you dreamed of?
Not yet. We will never.
You have time. Oh,
but
my gosh.
I'm proud of me because I'm doing this job.
Yeah.
So, I will never be. It's one life is not enough. But
do you meet a lot of people during the week here in Dubai? I mean, networking is very, from what I heard, very important. So, are you like maximizing encounters or?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, explain
me
that.
And I would not have been able to build my company so fast. Buying, going in Dubai, chilling, having a dinner with someone to speak about a business, having going to meetup events every week, I would never be able to do that. Your time is so much important. You should spend it to eat, blah blah, have a small relax. So you should have your hours of hard work dedicated every day. So no, you don't have time to network and to and that's a focus. As well, it means that I don't have a lot of friends. That's a decision I did.
Well, it means also that the result of the company today and the success you're living is really basically based on the quality of your service and not on friendship and personal networking.
100%
you know?
Right.
So it means
100%
you should
right.
be proud of that.
And you also, because now you because of the growing of internet, you know, you understand that if you invest 1 hour of your time online, you can reach 100 person, millions of people if you want.
Maxime, just to make it simple, like like a 12 years old guy could understand. Basically, your job is like when a company is thinking about potentially growing its activities in Dubai or opening from scratch a new company in Dubai, you receive those kind of people and you start a discussion with them and you guide them. Is that correct, what I'm saying?
It's correct. It's partly correct because most of our clients, the reality is they do not earn money in Dubai. Most of them, they are e-commerce people. It means that they come in Dubai to get better way of life and better taxation. So you're right, they want to set up a company in Dubai, but they are mainly interested in switching of taxation, mm-hmm. coming from high taxation country, have a new life in Dubai, and accept that Dubai has a different way of taxation, you know, because there is a trend
that's, license. That's to a pay. In terms of percentage, it will be like 80% or even more.
Oh, for what?
For the companies like not doing business in Dubai.
Oh, I guess yes, more than 80%.
Okay.
Today, Dubai, people do not see it from outside, but it's mostly Dubai develops himself with the real estate market, mm-hmm. with the tourism.
Yeah, of course.
And then there is some, yes, high, big companies, you know, for ITs and stuff, but it's not the most of the companies in Dubai, they earn money outside from Dubai.
Okay. And question like entering into banking, so we have also an expert next to us.
Yes.
If we need it. But I mean, just for, you know, the political situation today in the world is a little bit complicated. I mean, there's a lot of people from Russia coming to Dubai. How complicated? Well, first of all, is it possible as a Russian person or company to open, to come in Dubai and open a bank account?
Yes, it is. And today, you know, we had a big boom last year in the real estate investment in Dubai.
Yeah.
So, of course, you could have a Russian nationality and come in Dubai and start to invest. Of course, is there some difficulties for some of the people, but not about Dubai, you know, everyone has his own particularity. And so could be some tricks for entrepreneurs and staff, but not because of Dubai. Dubai nowadays is very happy to welcome funds from all over the world to mm-hmm. build this country. And that's a fact. Last year, there was a big boom, and mostly because of the real estate market with the funds from Russia as well.
Yeah. What's the maturity market of the banking market in Dubai? I mean, the banks that are in Dubai there's huge banks like, you know, I'm Swiss, sorry.
Yeah.
So, well, it's not a reference if we look at Credit Suisse now, who was just bankrupt. But I mean, are there all the big banks in the world are also in Dubai, or it's more a market that is very small bank, like newcomers?
I guess there is new, when you say newcomers, the banks?
Like banks that are not, don't have like a 50 years history of banking.
It's native banks, it's banks from the country.
Yeah.
You do not find any big banks like HSBC or stuff for corporates, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you have a company.
But why? You know why?
Oh, there are. With that said, you know that there is some local banks and they maybe they take the advantage of being linked with the government and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So
makes sense.
Easier. Yeah. And for some other reasons, you know, it's another jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So the country, you should consider that Dubai was really attacked from some people who came, take some loans, stuff, leave the country.
Mm.
So now the country preserves himself as well. So it's important that there is some bank, but which are very efficient nowadays. You know, as an entrepreneur and mostly for the e-commerce people, because this is more than 80 people, which are 80% of the entrepreneurs which are coming in Dubai doing some business. What you need is online banking, easy to use every day to do some bank transfer, receive your funds, having some good application, easy to use worldwide.
Yeah.
Even if you're not in Dubai, you should be able to keep going, making your business working well.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So that works. I would say there is some very good banks.
Okay, that's good. Last question. I'm asking to everyone usually. I'll probably one day do a medley of all the answers. But I'm meeting a lot of entrepreneurs, and I'm always asking, if you had like one, two, or three advice pieces of advice you would give to a young 19 years old or 20 years old person who starts his career, what recommendation you would give not only for on business standpoint, could be also in an attitude or in values or in private life, you know, just like, do you have like your best tips, let's say?
Best tips is to speak English better than me. The second tip would be to take risk before than me, because I left my job when I had 25.
Well,
so you could
younger.
Do yes, but you could do it. You could understand what I understood earlier.
So basically, make it happen as soon as you can. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Still learning,
yeah.
And focus on learning. You know, yeah. Learning, solving issues, and go to the. It's hard, you know, because we can do many podcasts about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you say learning, you recommend people to do schools or to be curious, because today we have internet, we can learn a lot of things on internet, or just listening to people. What direction should I'm 17, 18, should I go to university or should I go in real life and learn by myself? Because that's a lot of young people are like hesitating between those two tracks.
Look, nowadays universities, schools and stuff are done for companies and for future employees.
Yeah.
So if you want to be employed and have good salary, you go for the private schools and public school. So as you said, you can learn from Google today.
Yeah.
Every single information is online. And yes, let's do the magic, you know. I will do something funny, because I will tell you something funny. I was very focused on playing video games when I was 15, you know.
Okay.
And I start my own team of Counter-Strike. And my mom, of course, you know, she was like crazy, like, oh, what, you spend so much time on it? It's totally a mistake of life. Let's go at school and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had 15 and I felt that it was interesting. I start to do some partnership with brand to put on my t-shirt, get some 100 bucks here and here. But funny fact, it's one of the biggest markets 7 to 8 years later.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So as a parent, if you just trust your child, he's not playing games, he's understanding there is something coming in.
That's an interesting but to change paradigm.
I would never say my mom did something wrong, because it was, of course, 100% right what she learned from life.
Yeah.
But what I consider is, if she was like, just,
yeah,
I'd give you 100% trust. I would maybe have been like a big company, you know, in the game.
Gaming company,
big team,
which is huge, booming. Yeah, interesting.
Because it was, well, it's just funny fact, like as a parent, you should just go.
Okay. Your biggest tip you will give to young people, just go and play games, guys. I'm kidding.
Yes. Yes. With Twitch and all of that stuff. What I can say is we just give advice from what we learned from the past.
Correct.
And young people, they are like, so they have so much time, they are in the present, they feel.
Yeah.
So if they feel it's Twitch, shit, they will take the market, you know, much more before we understand something.
But I mean, please stop making the difference between your age and young people, because you're 28. Makes me very, very old, Maxim.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, Max.
Thanks, Nicolas, for the invitation. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.